Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We have a packed show for you today, covering some really significant shifts in the AI landscape. First up, a huge story. OpenAI just dropped its most powerful model ever, GPT 5.6. But there's a big catch, Jane. The US government is imposing strict gating on access. What's the deal here?
That's right, Paul. GPT 5.6 Sol is teasing Mythos-level capabilities, which is incredibly impressive. However, only about 20 vetted partners can access it right now, all at the U.S. government's request, which is quite a departure from previous releases.
So while the world waits, these select partners get a head start? OpenAI says this shouldn't be the long-term default, but it certainly sets a precedent, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It raises questions about global equity and AI development and access to cutting-edge tools. We're also seeing the model come in three tiers, Sol, Terra, and Luna, with Sol even having an ultra mode that spawns sub-agents for complex tasks.
That's some serious power. And speaking of global competition, another big story today is Chinese AI models achieving parity with Anthropic in cybersecurity. This is a direct challenge to the U.S., wouldn't you say, Jane?
It certainly is, Paul. PCAST co-chair David Sachs is arguing that U.S. regulations failed to prevent this, and investor Sheel Monat is questioning the origin of current export controls. It highlights the difficulty of containing advanced AI capabilities.
It really does. Moving on, OpenAI is making big moves on the hardware front. They've poached Apple's Vision Pro hardware chief to lead a new AI device division. What do you make of this, Jane?
This is a fascinating development, Paul. It suggests OpenAI isn't just focused on software models anymore, but is looking to integrate AI directly into consumer devices. We could be seeing a future where their AI is embedded in everyday objects, much like Apple's approach.
That's a bold step. And not to be outdone, Elon Musk has confirmed that xAI is set to release a 1.5 trillion and a 2 trillion parameter model in July and August. That's a massive scale, even for today's standards.
It truly is, Paul. These are enormous models, leveraging vast amounts of training data. It shows the continued race to build ever larger and more capable foundational models in the AI space.
And on a more sobering note, Stanford's new dashboard has confirmed what many have feared. AI is displacing entry-level white-collar jobs. This is a trend we've been watching closely.
Yes, Paul, it's a significant finding. While AI offers productivity gains, the impact on the job market, particularly for roles that involve repetitive tasks or data processing, is becoming clearer. Companies and governments will need to address this challenge.
Indeed. Before we wrap up, a couple of quick hits. HackerRank open-sourced an AI resume screener, but it's sparking debate because its scores are wildly inconsistent, highlighting potential flaws in LLM scoring. And OpenAI's Codex desktop app has reached 5 million weekly active users, showing incredible adoption.
Those are both interesting points. The resume screener issue really underscores the need for robust evaluation of AI tools, especially in critical areas like hiring. And Codex's growth shows just how quickly developers are integrating AI into their workflows. Absolutely. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for June 29th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.